Hey, what's poppin', y'all? This is Big C from the Movement Fam, representing Melbourne, Australia, all the way out here in Montreal, Canada. And right now, you're tuned in to Hip Hop Digest Show with my peoples, King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Let's get it! Get it! Get it! Get it! Get it! Get it! Get it!
Macklemore was performing, and in the middle of his performance, he brought out Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, and Kumo D to hit a verse. So that was fly. And a lot of Black artists, they don't do that. See, those white artists, they know how to, they always go to the source. They know how to go to the source of the hotness and pay homage and get that blessing and get that ism, and then they take that and run with it. 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 Run with it.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, brothers?
All right.
Good.
Another wonderful day.
Indeed. That's what's up. So let's not hold the listeners up. Their time is valuable.
It's very valuable.
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is French Montana thinks the industry is promoting Kendrick Lamar to drive people away from street rap.
Wow.
Your boy Frenchie was on the radio, and Frenchie was like, you know, they positioned him how they positioned him at the Grammys as the new music. He said, and that's not doing the right thing. The album don't really sound like nothing that's out, like the whole hip-hop. You know how Frenchie talk, it don't sound like nothing that's out. You know, like the whole hip-hop, it don't really sound like that. They positioning him to you know, be this new music. And that's why people buying him and they not buying street rap.
Hater, hater. Sit your ass down.
Lay on the ground. You've been robbed.
So Frenchie, you know, see, this is a continuation of, to me, about that sneak this.
Of course.
Sneak this. One of the people on the radio station, it was Charlamagne. I'm going to say his name. Fuck it. Was on the radio station talking about, yo, I like the album, but it's not something I bump in the whip.
Wow.
Again, just a lot of sneak dissing. You know, gee, why are they sneak dissing Kendrick, yo?
They ain't fucking with Kendrick like that. I don't even know if it's a sneak diss. I'm not even taking it in that way. I'm
Word?
Taking it, these niggas is into their street music, into this trap shit, and they ain't fucking with that Kendrick shit. That's how I'm taking it. So the same way we on here and we talk about these niggas, we ain't fucking with these niggas. They ain't fucking with Kendrick like that.
Yeah, but they not saying that.
They ain't saying that. Right. They straddling the fence on it.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
Instead of just straight out saying, man, fuck that Kendrick shit.
I still say it's a continuation of that sneak diss. That whole, oh yeah, Kendrick, all right, but. You know what I'm saying? And then so you got your man, you know, who's a proponent of what he now wants to deem as street music. You know what I mean? Whatever
street,
that is.
Street music been out for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Always been around street music. Yeah. That's what he wants to represent, because that's what he's doing. And he's saying that shit is not getting played. But it looks like Future's just as popular.
Well, Future,
yeah.
Well,
very popular.
Well, yeah, yeah.
He's not
true.
Getting the type of sales that Kendrick is getting, but he's just as damn popular to me as far as in today's hip hop.
Well, it's funny because, you know, the truth sometimes lies in the comments, and most of the people who commented were talking about it's basically New York music not getting the love it once had, maybe because New York music is somewhat boring. So the users, the general public is saying, oh, fuck sneak this, and you just mad because you from New York, Frenchie, and we don't get down with New Yorkers.
Well, if New York sounded like New York, maybe.
Well,
right. Maybe they
grouped in.
Maybe you should do something different.
That's true. I mean, yes. I'm assuming I don't keep up on Frenchie, but I guarantee you. On that new mixtape he got out, I like to count the amount of Southerners on that mixtape. I'm just saying, though. We know it sounds Southern.
Well, that'll be, you know, you the Southern folks. Not the issue. It's the...
No, I'm just saying, Frenchie and them are all biting the South style and beat and everything. I'm not dissing the Southerners for that. I'm just saying this, what he's doing is trying to position it, you know, trying to leverage. Oh, street rap. So, like you said, Future is street rap, right?
Yeah, for the most part, I guess. Future is street.
I'm just assuming.
He reps that trap.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Frenchie, it's, you know, what's he doing? Oh, the Kendrick shit. That's a sea change. That means, okay, here we go. Totally different music. Certainly the lyrical structure.
You mean tell me I got to actually spit some real bars? Spit some real bars?
Ding, ding, ding. Now, Kurt G hit it. I had to steer him into it. But see, he's positioning it because, damn, that means I'm going to have to actually rhyme. I'm going to have to actually put together some coherent bars and hooks. And I don't want to have to do that.
Well, you know, the thing about it, and that's the thing that always bothers me, is you don't have to do that. We already said there's like 237 lanes. Damn, don't worry about Kendrick's lane. If Kendrick is on the at the airport, standing on the thing, taking an easy ride on the little belt, you don't worry about him. You just walk your ass onto your flight, bro.
Yo, check it out. So you got your man Kendrick, who, just put this in your back pocket for the moment. He was at the White House with Obama, right?
Yep.
Okay, just put that in your back pocket as we transition to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest show. President Barack Obama will be a special guest during the J. Cole performance. Now, you got Obama. Obama's not really dealing with a lot of MCs, okay? Outside of Hove, maybe one or two more big donors, he's not right. Dealing with guys like that. You know what I mean? You're not going to catch Obama taking pictures with Gucci Mane.
Yep. Okay,
so now you got Kendrick at the White House, and you got J. Cole doing a performance. Obama will be in attendance. Okay, that is just ever so slightly a paradigm shift. Not a big one, but ever so slightly it registers on the Geiger counter as a paradigm shift of what could possibly be acceptable rap, hit rap. Not because Obama's there, but just because these guys, you know, it's going to mean a lot when Obama's like, well, my daughters, I'd rather them listen to Kendrick and J. Cole than some of the other guys. That's kind of big, man.
You don't want them listening to that street rap.
Yeah,
you
know.
Yeah, Pennsylvania Avenue is a different kind of street.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He said the latest J. Cole will perform at the Democratic National Convention fundraiser that will take place in Austin, Texas during the first day of South by Southwest. Obama will make a special appearance as a special guest at the event. It's a fundraiser, okay?
Probably South by Southwest.
Yeah, probably one of them $2,500 plate or more joints and J. Cole performing.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just saying, better keep that in your back pocket a little bit, because like we always said, if lyrics on any level come back, okay, that's going to affect guys like Frenchie the most, okay? Of course, and in the end, it'll affect other guys too, but, you know, guys who...
affect a whole lot of guys.
Right, but guys who front like they really doing it, like lyrically. I mean, who's lying more than Frenchie?
You don't respect the mac and cheese.
All
nigga.
Of them lying to me.
Huh?
Why you don't respect the mac and cheese, nigga?
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
Can't do it. Can't listen to it. Can't sing with it. Can't do it. I don't need them.
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Andre 3000 discusses his son becoming a rapper. The reclusive rapper showed up on a radio station talking about his son, Seven Benjamin, the son he had with Erykah Badu, has been exploring the game. Andre 3000 says he can actually rap, but he doesn't want people to know he can rap, but he is very good. Here we are, the continuation of the Stars.
I guess people know it now.
I guess continuation of Stars and their kids exploring the rap game. I'm sure young Seven doesn't have to rap for a living.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Nigga.
Certainly, it's got to be just as bad, maybe even worse for him than it is for Diggy Simmons.
Ooh.
You know, when your dad is of mythic proportion, Hall of Fame mythic proportion, and then here you come. I'm not saying he ain't good. I mean, maybe he is. I haven't heard anything.
Jordan!
Yeah, boy.
You know,
I don't know if I would have played basketball either if my dad was Michael Jordan. Yeah, I wouldn't even try. I'd have been like, you know what? Fuck this game.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be a scientist.
Definitely. I'm going to spend my money on something else.
I'm just saying, I mean, out of all the stars, or X-stars and this, that, and the third, I mean, most of them just can't rhyme. I mean, period. I mean, Eazy-E's son, he's not good. Biggie's son, horrible. You know what I mean? Big Pun's son is probably
the only one. Yeah, I will be a proponent of that one.
Big Pun's son, maybe the only one. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, to me, I think these guys would want to be behind the scenes as executives if it were me.
Damn. I'll tell you who might have been as good as their dad.
Who's that?
Romeo.
Oh, God.
I think he was better than his dad.
Oh, God.
Hey, I was reaching, bro.
Hey.
I'm just saying he was better.
Oh, God. So, I'm just saying. So, you know, everybody who's trying to make that splash, I mean, that's such a hard thing. I mean, even Pun's son, who's good. I mean, young, you know, his son is good. I mean, he's underground, but he's good. You know, so that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is 50 Cent and Ebro Darden talk about who is responsible for killing New York radio. This is some, what do you call that shit, G, trolling?
And I'm just waiting to hear what was said, B, because I don't know nothing about this.
Okay,
shit.
This is just trolling.
I guess the combination of 50 and Ebro. What is 50 got a project he's trying to promote?
Well, you would think. Basically, it just rocks it down like this. 50 Cent accuses Ebro Darden of being the one to ruin New York rap because he basically refused to play guys who were from the new tri-state area. Ebro Darden basically blames 50, and again, to me, this is strictly trolling on the Ja Rule beef that crippled New York and said that people outside of New York didn't want to work with New York artists because it was too much trouble.
Goodness.
Wow.
So that's Ebro basically on some trolling. The people in the comments were saying Ebro's trolling because he is constantly losing in the ratings due to the people down the dial. So he's trolling. He picks an easy mark like 50, knowing how 50 is. You know, 50's gonna get trolled every time. He's like a fucking fish. As soon as you put something in the water, 50's gonna go for it. You know what I mean?
He smells blood.
Right. So
he's easily provoked.
Right, easily provoked. So kind of back and forth. I mean, first of all, to a certain extent, they're both responsible. To a certain extent. I guess
they didn't bring their mirrors to that discussion.
I think that 50, not that the Ja Rule, people around the country have this false notion about this New York juggernaut, even when New York was on top, so to speak. Was a battle, borough to borough, street to street. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You know, it was a battle anyway. So New York, I think that there's this false myth that New York was unified in some, where New York, how Atlanta is. Oh, nigga, it's Atlanta. This is Atlanta. We're going to big it up because it's from Atlanta. I don't care if they're not any good. Are they from Atlanta, right?
No, it didn't work like that from New York.
Right, it never worked like that from New York. And Ebro is... Come on, man. What can I say, yo? I mean, I think he disses underground more than we, you know, he disses underground just like we diss the commercial niggas.
See some kind of value in those guys. I mean, we don't totally dismiss the Futures and Drakes and that. We give them their credit for what they are. We don't dismiss them totally.
But in Ebro's line of work, those are the guys he's got to big up. He runs a radio station. That means he needs listeners for advertisers. He cannot put on underground MCs. He just can't do it. That's his job.
Can. Yes, he can. He
can do it. I never don't that word. I don't like it. He can do it, especially when he has the option to do it.
Exactly.
He just says, fuck that. Nobody's going to want to hear that shit. Is the reason why he won't do it, because he's thinking that won't sell. But if you play that shit a million times a day the way you play that other bullshit, Exactly. It'll be just as popular.
Mm. Just give it a chance. God damn.
That's what's up. So anyway, it's really both of their faults to a certain extent. You know, there's no intelligent conversations that's going to come out of that because they're not going to talk about the Telecommunications Act anyway, which really led to the amalgamation of all of this shit. So,
or payola.
Well, that's a real sensitive issue up at Hot 97 for some type of reasons, but that's what's up. You know, two phonies out there. So, you know, keep it moving, people. There's nothing to see here.
Definitely nothing to see here at all. You forget about it.
No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is our listener out there. I'm not gonna put his whole government out there. Baker C. Wrote us a nice long letter and said that I had to jump in. I feel like somebody has to speak for the younger listeners on some of these topics, meaning topics on the Hip Hop Digest. And what he talked about was Macklemore is the one who's pandering with the throwback collabos. All right. Then he also goes on to say that respect will never come from people my age to his peers because he's running around getting old heads to vouch for him. And that's worse because he's not standing on his own to get respect with his own music.
Wow.
And then also, I'm just paraphrasing. This is what he had in his long note. He said, but we all know that the product Macklemore puts out would not attract any of these legends if he was on the come up and didn't have the budget to pay out. Blogs are calling it like it is.
Well, may I?
By all means.
Okay, so when he says that, clearly, because I might have said that 2-3 years ago, right? I might have said that. But as Bulgari Black sent all that music of Macklemore to us, and I listened to it, I know that's a lie. Because I know that Macklemore actually does hip-hop. Now, that same whatever and that thrift shop stuff or whatever,
that last album.
Was not typically what Macklemore does. Yes, it's on his album. He made those songs, but that is not who he is. So I don't even understand where the pandering comment came from. That dude is not pandering at all.
Well, I think he's saying that he's pandering due to the fact that he's paying for credibility. He's not getting credibility, which to me, and what I don't understand about...
Well, he's got all kinds of credibility. You mean exactly. As far as hip-hop credibility is what you're talking about?
Well,
he's paying for hip-hop credibility?
Well, this is what I don't understand. The credibility factor is this. I remember when we talked about the Complex list about from 79 to recently, the each year, who was the best rapper. Now, under the rules of engagement that is brought to us by young guys and the recent blogs, okay, Macklemore for at least 14 or 15 should have been the rapper of the year or whenever he won his Grammy.
He sweeped the awards.
Right. Under the rules of engagement, because if that would have been Drake or Nicki Minaj who had that type of year, they would have gotten that credit. Now, that's why I'm saying the blogs, Mr. Bland is like, the blogs are telling it like it is. To me, it's almost at a point, it gets shady, it gets racial. Because you mean to tell me under the same set of rules, Macklemore is sucks, but these other people are excellent? I don't know. That's how I'm kind of seeing that here. You know, under the new rules, not under the old school rules, under the new rules, he hit every bullet.
He had all the marks.
He had all the marks. He had the most awards. He made crazy money.
He had the most sales.
He had the most sales. You know, he hit every mark.
And all of that was without pandering. Because I don't remember any legends being on that album.
Yeah.
Nope.
He did that whole album and became a superstar off of that.
Right. Now he may be, I will give the gentleman this. He may be maybe on to something. I think it deserves further study about sort of, you know, this buying legends and the controversy itself that created. Would the legends show up without that check? Because, to be quite honest, even young guys wouldn't have showed up without that check.
Well, of course not, but you can't even, I mean, that's not even an issue because anybody's going to show up for that check, B.
Oh, okay. I'm just.
That doesn't even count. I mean, that's not even, I mean, that's stupidity for real.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody who was, let me just say, let's just keep it at Macklemore. He has, without his own doing, because we don't make ourselves stars. You understand that, right?
I get it.
We just do what we love and sometimes motherfuckers become famous. For whatever reason. So he did that. He became famous on his own fucking rules and his own tube. He wasn't pandering. He wasn't running after people. He wasn't trying to get on Lil Wayne's 2000 albums or none of that. So the fact that he did what he did and now he's trying to pay homage to the older cats in the game that's from, you know, back in the day, I cannot understand, and maybe it's because I'm older, I don't know. I don't understand how young boys ain't respecting that at all, whether there's a check involved or not. Because, again, it's not like Macklemore's whack. And if somebody's saying he's whack, they're just listening to two songs and saying he's whack. And I would, too, if I just heard those two songs. But folks just need to do their research, as we keep saying recently. Do your research.
Mm. All right. What do you think, G?
I'm listening to the whole thing and seeing where you were coming from, and to me it sounds like a double standard built in by the new rules.
Right. Okay.
Because you like you said, if it was Nicki or Drake or anybody like that, niggas would be up in arms that nigga was not the MC or the rapper of the year or one of the best.
Right.
And now the fact that it's Macklemore and niggas is giving him all kind of pub and all this shit, and the fact that he's so-called pandering, I can see where you could say he's pandering, but like you said, if you do your research, you will understand that he's not pandering.
Right, right. So, you're right, that's what I'm saying. It seemed like under the blogs and the new rules, it's a double standard. It just seems like it to me, but, you know, who am I? Just a Hip Hop Digest member.
Can't kill a beat.
Nigga, you know who I am. I'm the man out here in these streets.
You know me.
Fuck all this bullshit.
That's what's up. Next topic, go to Hip Hop Digest. Anyway, thanks to the brother who sent that nice letter.
Oh, yes,
we
appreciate that. We like all feedback, whether it's positive or negative.
No doubt. And we do read negatives
on
here.
Of course.
Well, you know, it's like
we like negative more than positive.
All credit applications will be accepted. Don't think they're going to be approved. But we approve shit. So if you send it in, it's going to get read. Believe it.
No doubt. Next stop, we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Hammer does his best Tupac impression on an unheard track written by Tupac. It's called Too Tight.
On a hammer, so, and you will be rewarded.
So you got your man. There's a video. There's an actual CDQ out of the finished track. Hammer, it's a record, Too Tight. It never came out. Above where I got this from, there's a grainy video of Hammer in the lab listening to what sounds like a reference track actually rhymed by Tupac. Okay? The beat is basically, it's an Ohio Skin Tight. Skin Tight bass line with some high-end keyboard on it. Whatever. It really sounds like a 90s Death Row situation. And you hear Tupac rhyming on the reference track, or at least it really sounds like Tupac, because when you listen to Hammer rhyme on it, you know it's Hammer. You know, what can I say about that? We're talking about MC Hammer here. For all you Tupac fans, Swervin, I'm sure you will be interested in that.
I'll check it out. I'm not like hype, like, oh, I gotta hear this. It's a reference fucking track. You know what I'm saying? It ain't Pac. It ain't nothing of that ilk to me, so...
Nah, well, I'm just saying.
No disrespect to Mr. Burrell, you know.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, again, the that pesky reference track keeps creeping up on niggas.
Well, reference tracks go back as far as music be, so that ain't new.
Well, again, under the old hip-hop rules, and guys who are calling themselves MCs, those pesky reference tracks could damage a lot of reputation out there.
I bet you your boys in... down in New Orleans ain't had no reference tracks.
Boys, and from who?
Somebody else wrote, oh. You gotta say it like this. Say, oh.
Oh, shit. So, that's what's up. So, anyway, go out there and check it out. If you guys are Tupac fans, you might be interested in that bit of history.
Or maybe not. Damn.
You just shitted on it, huh?
Yeah,
I'm just
no.
saying. It ain't Tupac. It's Hammer, and no disrespect to Hammer, I don't want to send his goons after me like he did third base back in the day. I'm not really interested in that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but Tupac actually wrote the track.
Okay. Okay.
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now remember when I told y'all about a long time ago when Marvin Gaye's wife wrote that book about scooping honeys for Marvin?
Yep.
Here we go. Camille Cosby testifies, but must return for a second deposition. Bill Cosby's wife showed up for her deposition. Was only in there 2.5 hours, then bounced. They're recalling her. What could they be asking Miss Cosby? I'm sure they're asking Miss Cosby on the night of June 25th, 1990, was Bill home?
Did you send him out the house?
About 70, right?
She's 71.
With pills and a glass of milk.
And so how's he going to remember that, B? 1971? That specific night?
71, 91.
That's how they get niggas anyway. They get you all fucked up telling you a specific day and wait for you to say anything off. And you're all fucked up in the game.
Okay, go Bill Duke. You know you're fucked up, right?
You just said that this and that and this happened. Now you're saying that this happened.
So what I was saying about Camille, not that she was complicit, not like Marvin Gaye's wife, but the fact that she has been married to William for a long time. And maybe William a freak and she know it.
He probably is. Might be what got her.
Yeah, but she might be like, nah, you know, you can't try that shit with me. You better go out there with one of them other girls.
I'm just saying.
It's hot in the night when the heat is off.
Nigga is singing tonight. Going to do a little bit of singing tonight.
Let me hit you with my lounge set.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, allegedly, you know, we don't know what's really good with William. I still say his lawyer, William Cosby's lawyer, is excellent. Again, I beg the question. You mean to tell me that if Bill Cosby is molesting white women from the late 60s on through the 70s, that she couldn't show up at any police station on Bill ass? And they haul his ass in? Come on, B. I don't buy it.
I don't know, B. I don't know what the situation is.
So. I don't know. Do I got to ride for William?
I can't.
You sound like one of them conspiracy brothers.
Yeah, seriously. Because right now, I can't do it, B. To me, it's like OJ back in the day. Niggas was riding for OJ.
but deep down, they probably was like,
yeah, that nigga had something to do with it. And even if he didn't do it, he know who did it. I can't ride with Bill right now, son.
Damn.
I can't do it.
Damn, niggas act like I'm Al Cowlings out that bitch.
Yeah,
yo.
You are, nigga. You damn right. that whole scene just fucked me up. I'm like, if that was anybody else, they would have pit maneuvered that motherfucker, put the spikes out on the road, shit down.
Because when
it's like, how the fuck is this nigga going to be driving slow speed on a fucking highway?
Nah, because when Al Cowlings was on the phone, OJ had a gun to his head.
And I'd call up and said, King Killer's got a gun to his head. Like, who the fuck is he? Fuck that nigga. Put the spikes out. Pit maneuver that motherfucker. Get this shit out. Get this shit over with right now.
I've been watching that series, and dude, the cop was like, I'm not going to be responsible for shooting OJ Simpson.
Exactly. See? Anybody else, that shit would have been like over quickly.
LA? Are you kidding me?
That shit wouldn't even got started.
Anyway, so I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm not really riding for Bill Cosby like that. I'm just saying, you know, his wife, Connie, she knows what's good. That's all I'm saying.
He likes that jello pudding.
He likes pudding.
That's what's up.
All flavors.
No doubt. Next up, we go to Hip Hop Digest. Is a joint that E Color sent to me, and I thought it was pretty interesting. We don't really cover things like that. Maybe we do. I don't know. Anyway, somebody wrote a list, the top worst 15 albums of all time. We're not going to cover the list. I pulled out some interesting names off of the list. At number 14 of the 15 was Chingy, Hood Star. Chingy has got to be one of the most maligned MCs in the history of rap. They go on to say this album had very formulaic cuts, very lazy lyricism, and his career all but ended since then.
Wow, lazy lyricism. I bet if I listen to that Chingy album and listen to the lyrics, and listen to some of this lyrics of this shit today.
Don't do revisionist history.
I might be like, you know what? That Chingy wasn't that bad.
Don't do revisionist history.
This nigga here.
Don't
MC
do it.
Dog shit.
Don't do it.
No, it was still whack then, B.
It was whack then.
You know how you leave some shit out and it looks bad, then it just starts smelling bad and gets worse and worse. That's what the fuck it is going on. So don't try to. We're not going to do revisionist history. It was some bullshit then.
It's bullshit now. But I'm saying comparatively to what the bullshit you hear now, you might be like, yo, that Chingy ain't bad compared to this.
B, don't do it. I know what you're saying. Right. Don't do it. Okay, number 11 on the list was Iggy Azalea, the new classic 2014. They went on to say that this album was made for the pop and the most casual rap fans. Zero quality. Iggy goes down under that double standard. 2014, maybe she should have been the rapper of the year because she hit every single mark that the young guys put out for you to be popular. And I wonder if Questlove right now, 2 years later, is going to co-sign for Iggy like he was doing.
Lurch.
Who is that? I don't remember saying that.
What are you talking about? Saying what? I said it. And Questlove did co-sign for her.
Quest is going to say that. They're going to be like, who? I don't remember saying
damn,
all that.
Damn, selective memory.
It wasn't me.
Oh, nah.
What's that dude? It wasn't me.
Shaggy.
Yeah, Q Shaggy.
Nah, Q Donald Rumsfeld. Nah, I don't recall.
Oh, Lord. So, well, let's go to the videotape, as your boy from Channel 9 used to say.
I forget to get his number off of there. It doesn't matter. Chief Keef, Finally Rich, 2012. They went on to say that Chicago has become known for drill rap, which was headed by a 17-year-old goon named Chief Keef. The album was brooding with haunting beats, but rhymes sound like they were as elementary as a third grader. And they also went on to say at 20 years old,
he was leading the way.
Third graders.
Exactly. All these fucking second grade dropout rappers we got now. It's ridiculous.
Let's see. At number five and six, respectively, was Hammer, the Funky Headhunter, and Vanilla Ice to the Extreme. There's no explanation for these guys. That's been rehashed forever. We're not going to talk about that. At number four and at number one, both. The only person who appeared on the list twice was Soulja Boy. At number four was Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy. And at number one was Soulja Boy Tell 'Em. SouljaBoyTellEm.com 2007. And they go on to say with tracks like Crank That, Donk. Sadly, he became the leader of the non-substance and lyrical laziness in hip-hop and also became a trendsetter and trailblazer in ways that are not flattering. So, your boy Soulja Boy on the list twice.
That sucks. Wow. That's when you really suck.
the thing I'm getting off of this list is they shitting on these damn albums now.
Right.
But at the time, they weren't shitting on those albums.
Well, certainly.
They didn't say that Chingy was whack when it first came out.
Nope.
They didn't say Soulja Boy was whack when it first came out.
Nope.
Well, you know what? There were those of
you
us
want to
who
call it whack after the fact. So I guess all this bullshit rap that you hear now, these rappers that are on these songs, I guess 10 years from now, all of them are going to be whack.
Well, it could be.
Because right now, they're riding hard for that shit.
Okay, could be. Because I'm going to tell you one guy. I didn't pull him off the list because I was still I thought Tom still had to marinate. But he ended up on the list, and that was 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz was on the list for having one of the worst records of all time. But I guess what I want to say is, let's look at Soulja Boy just for a second. Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy was the role model and the pioneer for all his social media. He's the MySpace kid, right? He's the one who had all these followers on MySpace before his records was even out, right? You remember that? I mean, he was big in that social media. I mean, social media, that's the lifeblood of modern day rap now. Social media is the reason why they saying Drake beat Meek Mill in a rhyme battle, even though it really wasn't a lyrical battle. It was a popularity fucking contest. It was a beauty pageant. So, Soulja Boy, you know.
And Audrey won.
Shout out to Mr. Merv on that. That is so awesome and shit. All and Audrey won. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I can't believe you put the king of the trap on that motherfucker though.
What?
I'm the king of the trap. El Chapo Jr. El Chapo Jr. El Chapo Jr.
Since you, that's another station B. Since you made me get on here.
That's that new 2 Chainz, nigga. You ain't down?
I'm just fuck about none of that.
So, no, hold up. So, anyway, what I'm saying is, yes, Egri, let's get into this. I told Egri, I was like, you got to do some homework. What is your 3 worst joints ever? You know, that's a good number for us. 3 joints. So, you got your 3? Because I got 3.
I got them, but I could tell you, I probably could have had 50 or 60.
Nah, just...
I'm just saying how hard it was for me to actually do this shit, because you know how much, from working at the RIAA, from being up there at fucking the satellites, I've heard so much bullshit that is ridiculous. But I went ahead and pulled 3.
Okay.
And the first one, the first album, nice, is anything made by Silk the Shocker.
Oh.
That's my first
The whole Silk the Shocker collection.
The whole
discography.
You could just pick one and it's whack.
Wow.
Blindfold, spin around 17 times, throw a dart, and you got whackness.
Mm.
All right, so then there was, I remember this album because the stupid ass album cover and how far he dropped from being Biggie's boy, Lil C's in the Wonderful World of Caesar Leo. Ooh. I was like, what the fuck happened to that kid?
Oh,
that album.
Damn, you threw C's.
Yo, C, Wonderful World of Caesar Leo, B. If you need to go back and listen to that shit, you go right ahead.
Yo, I think there was like 1 or 2 joints on there. I did
we talking whole albums.
All right, that's real.
Right? So then, you know, I at one point had a soft spot for CeeLo Green because that dude got a soulful-ass voice. You know what I'm saying? If he really went into gospel or something, he'd probably be the man.
Yeah,
but
no
he's
doubt.
In and out of that other shit he does too. But when he came out that album, The Perfect Imperfection with Fuck You on it, I said, let me just see what the fuck's going on with CeeLo. And I think that was at the crux. Actually, he was with that other group before that album, I think. But I should have never listened to that album, B. It just gave me a whole fucking different look at CeeLo Green. I don't give a fuck what he does at this point.
I
know what he's going to say to you.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck him.
Fuck you.
Well, your nigga's singing tonight. Too much singing. Okay, I got the 3. I pulled off the CD rack, and you know what? I kept these 3 for kind of posterity because I just thought they were so bad. Number 1, and it's funny because both of these come out of one of the most respected things that I ever love in hip hop. But 2 of these guys, you won't even believe it. The first one would be J. Rue the Damager, Heroes for Hire. Nigga, this album is so horrid.
I don't even remember.
Of course you don't. My second joint would be Gangstar Presents Who's Hard, and that is Big Shug.
Wow.
Yo, damn. I'm gonna tell you where I got this joint. Your man JC actually bought it.
In the hallway.
And said, I'm going to put this Big Shug in the hallway. It's so bad. I was like, nah, when you come down, bring it to me. I'm thinking it's got to have some value, something on it. Nigga, this shit is horrible. Big Shug, Who's Hard?
Murder Pan.
And last but not least, and certainly not least, is Snoop Dogg, The Game Is to Be Sold.
Oh, look at that cover.
No,
that's that No Limit shit.
No Limit
that's
again.
That No I'm Limit looking at joint. That extra glossy ass cover.
I'm going to post
you
pictures.
You talking about Photoshop before the Photoshop shit. There's a nigga. The covers is crazy.
I'm going to post pictures. Of course, I'm going to send it to E-Color to post, of course. But nigga, those to me in my collection are amongst bottom feeders, my nigga. I'm talking about carp eating shit off the creek floor, my nigga.
Damn. Tell him how you Endorse really creep. Feel.
I'm just being honest with you, my son. That is some of the... that's what's up. And Kurt G didn't get the memo, so
he
doesn't
have
three.
I didn't get the memo, no. So that's my bad.
But in any case, that's okay. No doubt. It's all good. So, Swervin, you got anything left over?
Nah, I'm appreciating the fact that people are posting comments and rating our show. Love it. It's working. We appreciate it. Keep doing it.
Yo, that's what's up.
No matter what you want to say, say it. Let us know.
Yeah, no doubt. Negative or positive. Anyway, without further ado, we got Kerr G's album of the week.
All right. I'm going to start off by apologizing to Cuddy Fresh, because I called him Cuddle Fresh last week. And it was MNF2. That's MNF2 was the name of the instrumental album last week.
What's that stand for? Monday Night Football 2?
I guess.
Oh, shit. You'll get sued. Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't,
right?
Don't do it. All right. This week, we got DJ Brand's Endless. And we got Torre Entitled.
Woohoo!
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Woohoo! Yes, sir. And the instrumental joint is MoFi Records, Acapulco Gold.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Yo, do you have any, like when you play the cuts at the end of the show, do you have an old school already picked out?
I don't pick anything out until tomorrow probably. I usually don't even pick out the cuts until I go through my folder of cuts I got, and I just listen to about 20 or 30, and then I pick a few out of that batch.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have one. You want
I have
one?
A request.
You got it, my brother.
Masters of Ceremony, Cracked Out.
It's done.
There it is.
That's what's up.
Masters of Ceremony, Cracked Out. You can give it to me before I leave today, my brother. I will get it.
All right, then. That's what's good. Swervin', I got a package for you later.
Yeah, you guys keep telling me that shit, but I'm putting y'all both on blast. I got nothing.
I know nothing. Nothing.
All right, that's what's up. I guess we'll see you next week then, baby. Peace.
No doubt. Peace.
One.
Mic check, 1-2. Bumpy Knuckles, layout. I wrote a rhyme for the G's to connect so the G's connect. So when real niggas hear real niggas spit, it's respect for his bars and his G collect. I know a lot of niggas don't like me, but it ain't cause I'm a bad guy. It's because they can't rhyme like me. Why? Cause when the game got swaggered out, y'all swaggered out with it. Do rags without fittings in a tighter jean. It's like everybody wanna be Michael and Billie Jean. The whole game is a movie scene. Action cut, scratching cuts, edits. DJs looking for jobs, MCs begging in blogs, gangsters posing in clogs, and y'all assholes is buying this shit. Old school niggas, stop crying this shit. Get in the booth, you gotta spit fire to hits. Yeah. Come on. Bumpy in the house, Freddy F.O. Triple X. First DMX, with real niggas in the game. How y'all let these little flames make a top 10 list before Lil Fame? Fuck is going on when Naughty ain't on Rock the Bell, something's wrong. Now everything is ass and titties. The worst verses I ever heard on the radio. Smashing cities, make a lyricist check yourself like he lost his keys. To never put my voice through false frequencies. I do it in the States and I do it overseas for G's. Amongst great MCs, I cock my leg and I leave my mark. And over this Wayne ski, I bark my heart. Cross my heart, hope to die. That if what I'm hearing is true, you all gonna die. Yo, Wayne Ski, rock on. I spit my life through this microphone with no regrets. Birth CD babies, I'm an old cassette. They call me Tape Pop. And if it Tape Pop, we take it back together. It's how we doing hip hop. At least it's how we used to do it. Now these niggas is selfish. I'm allergic to you crab ass niggas like shellfish. Here's a jewel to you niggas who think that you can be one. In order to be an MC, you gotta see one. Study me and pay attention to the way I flow steadily. Track by track, this Wayne Ski, I did it like a medley. It flows to the melody and what hip-hop is telling me. Bumpy, keep trying, cause soldiers ain't fighting for my life and I'm dying. Word. Ski, rock, rock on.
Feel they'll soon call me sad Mr. Blue, cause you don't love me like you used to do.
Yeah, we gonna take this one to the top. You like the kid way better, we ain't have no cheddar.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You said I got ahead of myself when I better myself.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You accuse me of stepping on your toes when reaching for my goals.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
But I gotta keep it true. Real talk, homie, say it's facts only. Time's money, ain't no budget for you grabs in a bucket. Smiling in my face and running your mouth out in public. Talking about Luke thinking he's something since his name started buzzing. NVC been in your words when I'm brought up in discussion. Chill, y'all. Jealousy, a female trait. Fuck trying to get by, I'm trying to get paid. Pay off, sadly, mate. Ship dreams of reality. Impassive with my passion, I'm passing you every day. But I be over shit, see green and go for it. Taking ownership, sending competition condolences. Making the most of this potent gift while exposing the rift between you and I. Truthfully, I'm surprised. Cause you told me life is what you make it. And that influence, how I turn the odds in my favor. Awaken my inner monster, now it live long and prosper. Star on the track with or without you in my corner.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You like the kid way better, we ain't have no cheddar.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You said I got ahead of myself when I better myself.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You accuse me of stepping on your toes when reaching for my goals.
Correct me.
But I gotta keep it real. Yo, talk on me, say it's facts only.
Cause mama need a new home. Daddy got a new child, he moved on. So we working every day, we put our shoes on. Taking this shit serious, connecting with souls. Message told with the most key most, so show respect to the bro. In dominant will, we the future and we trying to fuck up commas for real. We live inside of the thrill, but we just smoke the best weed and they say how it feel. Really real, let me showcase my skills. Blazing shatter, my eyes is getting heavy, it don't matter. Cause these $100,000 what I'm after. And I'm floating off this moxie so my thoughts is moving faster. I ask her, can I smoke y'all out? Y'all know what I'm about, but correct me if I'm wrong. I'm writing all these songs, kicking with girls that don't even like to get along. Yeah, cause I'm the equalizer. We desires, yeah, we need the fire. Facts only until I'm even higher.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You like the kid way better, we ain't have no cheddar.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You said I got ahead of myself when I better myself.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You accuse me of stepping on your toes when reaching for my goals.
Correct me.
But I gotta keep it true. Real talk, homie, say it's facts only. With friends like you, who needs enemies? You scared of who I am, I'm focused who I'ma be. New heights, I'm finna reach the legacy I'ma leave. Shouldn't know my ambition would be pleasantly received. All that blah, say blah, Louis brand new. Went to school, graduated, yeah, yeah, they love to hate it. Somewhere behind the desk, I'm praying I never make it. Hoping God, Yahweh, and Allah stagnate my profits. Oh, no dates up, till it pays off. Accolade, you'll have a series, it's worth the trade off. Rather hate it for who I am than love for who I'm not. So the paper chase missionary, I'm grinding on top. Jealousy don't deter me, showtime like worthy. Pitfalls arrive and lanes to take your journey. Same dudes who prefer me for my sit in the game. Rather me be dead broke without a dollar to my name. But you like the kid way better, we ain't have no cheddar.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
You said I got ahead of myself when I better myself.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
You accuse me of stepping on your toes when reaching for my goals.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
But I gotta keep it true. Real talk, homie, say it's facts only. Quit wasting energy being mad at me. Maybe you need to take a deeper look at yourself. See, my ambition is opening up your own insecurity. Agree to disagree, huh? Yeah. Luke.
Mentally drained, driving past memory lane. Even death from lyrical war, no remorse for enemies' pain. I'm cleverly trained, targets hit whenever we aim. I'm killing the competition, they only left me to blame. Expect me to change, for the better, imagine weather with weed. Smoke for clouds and it pours Hennessy rain. With pot hail, there's no way to succeed and not fail. Looking for heat, hit me up, gov mag, get hot mail. Send you some flames, back games looking like dinner is faking full of pretenders. The entire menu's the same. I gotta eat, speak and leave them in silence. There's not a peep. Blow through your speakers, lyrics raw enough to supply the streets. I ride in peace, looking at the world on a violent streak. If it don't involve money, kids don't care what you're trying to teach. And honestly, that's a system working effectively. All I got is my gun and the choices I made protecting me. Cause we ain't far from a revolution. The bread is confusing. People thinking that's what makes them happy. The devil's illusion. And I ain't a killer, but if you think of losing anybody close to me, you better believe this metal I'm using. Peddling the music, no way that I could go and notice. The best part of waking up is breathing, no cup of Folgers. I'm getting older, take the world, throw it on my shoulders. First in the holster, loaded with bars, don't get any closer. Lyrical slugs, we spit as Victor and Gov. I'm bringing you hip-hop, I ain't making hits for the clubs. I do it for love, gotta hold it down for the culture. Hip-hop is dying, it's as dry as the desert surrounded by vultures. Man, I had enough with your foolery. Rapping ain't what it used to be. Killing beats isn't new to me. Don't get it twisted, I'm underground cause I choose to be. I'll be around till you figure out your mind is what you should free.
Behold God Almighty in the physical form. Elohim made manifest past the typical norm. Throwing bars like thunderbolts, it's a lyrical storm. From the top of Mount Olympus, home from which I was born. Ready for war, sword drawn, hear the battle cry. So wretched, prophetic, young Malachi. Poetic, so epic, non-pacified. Pure, uncut, unfiltered, undescribable. Leave you being weary at a loss for words. From the way I floss with verbs, artistic articulates that'll crisscross you nerds. The freak, I will Randy Marsh you turds. Then she know you in the end zone. Hotter than hellfire and brimstone. About that pussy, never been friend-zoned. I pop cherries and black berries. I ain't talking about a rim phone. I'm talking about a skin tone. Bust wide open, then get sent home. Head spike looking like it been windblown. I've been gone. Y'all niggas just getting out the hood, dog. I've been home, surrounded by blue sky and woods. Driveways and garages, flower gardens and backyards with fish ponds and paintball targets in a fire pit. So large it can be seen from the sky. No, why? No, I seen it when I flew by. On my way back home from Dubai with two fly Mediterranean bitches hotter than July. And yeah, they do cry when they come. And the answer is hell yeah to the question, do I fuck them till they numb? Yes, you why? The Messiah has come straight out of the MD from me. Sure, I am a supreme MC for sure. Ripping mics with tiger claws and the grip of a lion's paw. Guess that make me a liger, huh? Hybrid design with the exact alignment of a tyrant. Soldier like Rambo, fully fitted in camo. Wage a war on whack rappers with unlimited ammo. The places I've been, you can't go. Supernatural shampoo. Robert Johnson playing the banjo. Standing at the crossroads in boss mode. With the lost code in hand to crack the matrix program. But I don't want it, I wanna go ham and live it. Similar to a GoPro cam. Powerful like a panther, no can. But I quarterback these raps. Something like Project Star back. You can't see me fuck nigga fall back. Matter of fact, go watch your baby mama to give your fucking balls back. She told me she had them.
Over your head, a brainstorming form in a pattern more complex than the skin on the pot. Python. When them lime lights on from the stage, rocking shades on some Johnny Cage. Yeah, maintain, handle the biz. It's the R, alter ego, they know what it is. Yeah.
Bury a nail in the coffin, pine box rested. 20 shots fired, no vest for protection. From the booth, bullies pull a hoodie quick, keep a verse tucked. Duck when you hear the R coming, what? Bury a nail in the coffin, pine box resting. 20 shots fired, no vest for protection. From the booth, bullies pull a hoodie quick, keep a verse tucked. What? What? Duck when you hear the R coming.
This was a day in the life, you're rocking with the hip-hop Jack Bauer. Presently, I'm approaching the 24th hour. I don't brag about the cash that I'm holding. No tools I be toting, don't know nothing about swag. Hearing these young boys talk, it's like every dumpster. Wanna call another garbage can trash? I'm a slaughterhouse disciple, native Detroit survivor. Who decided the trader's rifle in for a Bible? Which means that my weapon is the word. Rhymes like that American History X scene with the curb. Treating booths as a fourth quarter. Kobe in the clutch rhyme. Your boy's a five-finger ring performer killer. Down south, it's all daps. East Coast, they salute that man. In the West, they head nod like Merton Hanks interception dance in San Fran. Classic cultivation, Dick Clark stance on American Bandstand. Grown man's man. You better keep them hands up before you get boxed in. The box.
Bury a nail in the coffin, pine box rested. 20 shots fired, no vest for protection. From the booth, bullies pull a hoodie quick, keep a verse tucked. Duck when you hear the R coming, what? Bury a nail in the coffin, pine box rested. 20 shots fired, no vest for protection. From the booth, bullies pull a hoodie quick, keep a verse tucked. What? What? Duck when you hear the R coming.
Rocking with the hip hop Jack Bauer.
When the R hit the mic,
duck. From the booth, bullies pull a hoodie quick. Keep a verse tuck. What? What? Duck. When you hear the what? When you hear the R coming.
Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the crack?
It's nothing but the fog in me.
Tell.
You seen your homie?
What's his name?
Can't think of his name offhand, but your man.
My man.
He drives a funky 85 dog.
Oh, yeah, band. That's Dave.
Light skin with a curly wave.
Yeah, that's him. Yo, what about
hey,
him?
Hey, yo, he's all in.
He fell off?
Huh, believe it or
what?
Not.
Now, how's that?
He stole his man, forced to jump on that crack spot.
Correct. happened the other day. Me and my homie were walking down the walkway. Saw a real fly cutie. She was counting some money. I never seen her before, but I knew something was funny. So me and my homie, we stopped and started talking. It was the same old crackheads out hawking. Then I said to my homie, yo, she could get got until I saw her dip up inside the crack spot. Man, I was shocked. My mind had been rocked. All types of crazy zombies were around the block. And with the taking of a toxic dealers with clocks, if you had it, every addict would be on your jock. Yo, I got the jumbo.
Yo, can I get one on credit?
No shorts, homeboy, you might as well forget it.
But I'm starving,
yo,
G.
That's not my problem, B.
Well, bust this upstairs. I got a Sony TV. How many cracks can I get?
Yo, I'll give you four.
419 and Sony, man, throw me one more.
Alright, you got it. No joke, it better not be broke.
Well, your troop is brand new with a funky remote.
Funky remote.
Funky remote.
Hey yo, bust it.
Cousy is the girl I knew a while ago. She was respectable and beautiful, but now she's a holy moly. Can't believe how she can do that. But I guess she's just a victim in the game called crack. Just take her on no date, she don't weigh more than a plate. She used to be a healthy girl, but she lost stupid weight. Her friend said it was the fight, Cousy said it was the diet. I seen her eyes and save it, Cousy, don't you even try it. You used to be a fighter, to your house I would run. But look at you now, you're a cold stone bump.